God knows.
Come on. Refresh. Refresh. Okay. Still 37 down. Oh, wait. 38 downloads. Yes! Look at me go. Oh. That was just me testing it on my phone. Right, okay. Refreshing. You know what? Maybe they're just late night people. Yeah, that was me. And if you're honest, it's probably been you too. Or it will be. That first week that you launch a podcast absolutely messes with your head. Today, we're talking about the thing that new podcasters will never admit publicly, but every single one of us does it privately. That moment when you realize your first week's download numbers are not the glorious fanfare that you built up in your head. They're tiny, embarrassingly tiny, and they mean absolutely nothing. I'm going to explain why your first week stats are a complete waste of your emotional energy and what you should actually be measuring if you want your podcast to grow and not die quietly like that sourdough starter kit that you purchased in 2020. Okay, before we get into this, we need to talk about this thing called the spotlight effect. Now, psychologists define this as our tendency to overestimate how much other people are actually noticing us. I define it as the reason why 90% of new podcasters crash harder than a little trolley with a dodgy wheel. Here's how it plays out. You've been talking about your planned podcast on LinkedIn for weeks now. You've posted your mic selfies, you've shared your artwork, you've shown a blurry video teaser, and you maybe even did that something big is coming countdown. And your mates, they'll comment with the fire emojis and the yay, you go, and the hand claps and all that stuff. A couple of people might DM you saying, oh, how exciting, I can't wait, link me when you release it. And then launch day comes, and you're expecting a massive reception. Hundreds of people pressing play the very second you post that link. But you know what comes instead? 13 downloads. And half of them are you testing it out in different apps. Or maybe preview listens from your friends and family because you couldn't wait to share it. That's the spotlight effect in action. You think everyone's going to engage when really most people are busy doing literally anything else, living their own lives. It's not that they don't care about you. It's that you're not actually in their spotlight right now. Here's why your first week's numbers mean absolutely nothing. Number one, first of all, the sample size is too small. You've only got one or two episodes out there. There's literally nothing to measure a trend against. Number two, launch hype is fake security. Those first listeners aren't necessarily going to be your long-term audience. In fact, in most cases, they will probably never ever listen again. Number three, the data isn't even accurate yet. Platforms can take up to 48 hours to update fully within your dashboard. And yet, I've seen brilliant podcasters quit after week one because they thought those numbers were their future. Here's the thing, they're not. Your first week is just noise. And it can work both ways. You can have a strong launch, where you have 1,000 listeners to your trailer, and maybe even your first episode, and then your true audience starts to come through, and you get probably half that, if you're lucky, on your future episodes. This episode comes with a free download. Go grab it at podmastery.co/plot. That's podmastery.co/plot. Here's what you should measure instead. If first week stats don't matter, what does? Well, number one, your attention rate. How far into the episode people are listening before they bail. If you can get them past the halfway point, you've already won. Number two, your 30-day rolling average. Now, this is the one I point all my clients towards. This shows you how your podcast's really performing over time, not just in that gold rush of launch week. And number three, you need to think about your listener sources. Where are they finding you? Is it in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, a random blog post that you wrote in 2019? If you can figure this out, it gives you more of an idea of what marketing you're doing that's working. And number four, the actions people are taking to engage with you. Are they signing up to your newsletter? Are they sending you DM feedback? Are they clicking on your show notes links? You are measuring all this stuff, right? These numbers actually tell you whether people give a toss about what you're doing. And if they do, that's when the growth starts happening. So here's how to fix that expectation gap. Here's how you avoid that crushing week one disappointment. Set realistic goals before you launch. Start building your audience before you even publish episode one. And for the love of Greg Sausage Rolls, give it 8 to 12 weeks before you start tearing your show apart. Or there's another option. Frankly, the best option. Shortcut the whole thing and get me to run a podcast improvement audit or help you launch. That way, I'll either tell you exactly what's working, what's not, and how to get the right people listening without the dashboard refresh obsession, or I'll set you up so that you're going to get exactly the results that you're wanting from the get-go. If you take one thing away from listening to today's episode, let it be this. Your first week's download numbers are as relevant to your long-term success as a free pen from a networking event is to your writing career. Stop obsessing over them. Start looking at the data that actually matters. And if you need help figuring out what that is, you know where to find me. Go to podmastery.co/contact. I hope you found this episode useful. And if you did, give it a review in your podcast listening app of choice. I love Apple Podcasts and Spotify reviews, but hey, I'll take whatever you're offering. And also, share it with somebody else that you think might find it useful for their podcasting journey towards Podmastery. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to not refresh my hosting dashboard. Honest.